Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Yo, Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Oh, praise be to his holy name. For the stone that the builders refused, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Abba, Father, who art in heaven. Oh, Lord, our God, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, oh, Lord, our God, O turn thyself to us again. O turn thyself to us again, and we shall be saved. In Jesus Christ's holy, holy name, and let his bride say, amen. Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning. You know, the Bible tells us that blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. First and foremost this morning, I must give thanks to God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. Also giving thanks to him for the few of you this morning that have followed the leading of the Holy Spirit and tuned in this morning, for the sons of God are truly led by the Spirit of God. We are truly aware that many are called, but only a few are chosen to get in Christ Jesus, to find this sure foundation, to get into this sure resting place. Oh, praise be to his holy name. What a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful time to be in the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. As always, today the Holy Spirit will make an attempt, Philippians chapter 3. He will make an attempt to bring you out of the darkness of religion into that great bright light that have sprung up through that glorious gospel of the kingdom. Oh, Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, bless his holy name this morning. Philippians chapter 3, the Holy Spirit shares with us through our brother whom is absent from the body now and present with the Lord. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Philippians chapter 3, verse 1 tells us, finally, my brother, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of manipulation. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he has whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more circumcised they day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law of Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I count loss for Christ. Yet doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, and having not my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attend unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already obtained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which mark so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change some of our bodies, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You see, Brother Paul's goal is perfection. But he lets us know in this teaching that the Holy Spirit is springing upon us, but he had not reached perfection yet. He's letting us know that he is not faultless, nor does he expect to achieve this perfection before his death. Instead, he uses the analogy of a runner in a race to depict the motivation of his spiritual life. Like a dedicated runner, He has a simple goal. Just as a runner cannot be successful unless they concentrate on the race, neither can Paul be successful growing in Christ if he allows other goals to interfere. You see, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Oh, glory, hallelujah. You see, Paul continuing to use the runners as analogy, Paul also chooses to live by important principle, keeping his attention on the road in front of him. You see, a runner can't run a race and look back and still focus on the goal ahead. A runner's goal is to focus on the next step toward his or her goal. Paul's spiritual life is the same. He will not look back to the past steps. He will not look back to the past mistakes. He will not look back to those times he had fallen, but focus on improving each step in his race until he reaches the goal of being with Christ, being in heaven. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You see, we as believers can learn from the past. Oh, hallelujah. But we are not bound to the things we have done. Instead of being chained or enslaved by our past mistakes, we can move forward, knowing that we carry Christ's forgiveness with us. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. You see, we as believers, the proper attitude that we ought to have on the process of sanctification and justification, this is slowly a lifelong path becoming more and more like Christ. You see, this is not something that happens overnight. But our place in eternity is secure from the moment we trust in Jesus Christ. From the moment we trust in him, in Jesus Christ and him crucified, our place in eternity is secured. Our salvation is secured. But it takes time to see our actions and attitude change to be like Christ. Paul notes that he is not perfect, but he encouraged us to follow him as he followed Christ. He encouraged us to follow him to the cross, lose our lives daily, follow him as he follows Christ. Paul also weeps for those who reject this gospel of the kingdom, Jesus Christ and him crucified, a choice that will result in their destruction, and a choice that will result in your destruction if you're financing them. You see, this is the wrong road. This is that broad road that leadeth to destruction. You see, that straight gate, that narrow road that leadeth to the cross, meaning the road is so narrow that only a few can find it. But this is what God does in his love for you, that he will send one to bring this revelation knowledge unto you. The Bible said, how can they hear lest they have a preaching? How can he preach lest he be sent? Brother Paul also brought forth his impressive Jewish resume. And none of those liars or false teachers